Hello, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with your host, Shannon Devlin.
And Malik.
And we have a special guest today.
Allie.
Woo! And today we are going to be debating about cereal. What is your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Frosted Rice Krispies.
Yeah. I just always, when I think of like toasted Rice Krispies, I think of like how they, like you can hear them.
Yeah.
Because of the chemical reaction.
They're pretty good. I recommend them.
Honey Nut Cheerios, because they're fantastic. No, not the regular Cheerios that help your heart.
The Honey Nut ones.
Why do you sound like you're on a speaker?
I don't know. It might be this one. Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better.
All right.
Okay. Go on.
It just tastes like cardboard, but with honey.
I don't know what's wrong with your taste buds.
I'm just saying, Cheerios just kind of taste like cardboard. Just a little. But the chocolate Cheerios is where it's at.
Chocolate Cheerios are a thing?
Yes. Ew. And they're amazing, and I have them in my dorm.
And there's fruit Cheerios. There's a lot of variations. Yeah. There's one for heart that really tastes like cardboard.
Yeah. Regular Cheerios.
I think like the variations are better than like the original versions. Like Honey Nut, I can kind of get with, but because I've like eaten it like before and like so long, I just become like taste deaf to it. Like, I'm just numb.
Did you know your taste buds change every 7 years?
7 years, yeah.
Well, maybe that's why.
Yes, you start liking spicy things, it changes it. Your life just...
But I don't like spicy things.
But in 7 years, I'll ask you.
I used to really like fish, and now I don't like fish. But then I've had fish a couple of times, and it's all right. Fish is okay. But don't tell anybody that.
Fish fan.
What did you say? You said all
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I did like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I haven't had it in a while. It's a little too sugary for my adult taste.
Adult taste? I think it's pretty great.
Yeah, I like that it's sugary. It's what you want in a breakfast cereal.
Yeah, but you don't eat breakfast every day. You barely even have food every day.
That's fine.
I eat breakfast every day. Now, do I have Cheerios? No, not every day. But like for most days, yes, because it's easy.
How often do you eat cereal?
I'm getting
there. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, it's like Monday, and then it varies. It's like, what's my mood this morning? Do I want a bagel with peanut butter? Do I want waffles? French toast is reserved for Saturday. I love French toast. If I can marry a breakfast food, French toast.
Okay.
What's that stuff called?
Syrup?
No, not syrup. Obviously, there would be syrup on it. Powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. Okay.
Yes. Fantastic. Highly recommend. The best French toast is at First Watch.
Where Highly is First recommend Watch?
Robinson Settlers Ridge.
Okay.
It's only open from like 7 to 2, so get there fast.
Yeah. It's like eggs in it.
Sure.
Okay. Allie, how often do you eat cereal?
Yeah. What does Allie's breakfast look like?
I only eat cereal when I go back home.
What do you eat for breakfast then?
Usually two granola bars. And they're like the Quaker Oats sort of thing, like the little small chewy ones that like they're not really granola because they taste better. It's not like most definitely like the healthiest thing for you.
What?
Like, they're, like, the little, like, bars, and they have, like, you know, it will say, like, dark chocolate or whatever. Like, you've seen these before.
Yes, but why do you eat them?
Because they're easy. Like, I don't have to get up early in the morning to go and get food.
Yes, but it takes me, like, 5 minutes to eat cereal.
Okay, well, that's you.
Some of us like to sit and savor our food. We're not in a hurry.
Yeah, we're not inhaling our food. We're not vacuums. We're like...
Well, apparently, I've been told that I have a small portion of cereal. so it's not huge.
Well, that's different then.
I believe it, yeah.
If it's like a small portion, then it's going to take you like not that much time to eat it.
That's probably why it only takes me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
People say that I'm a slow eater, so.
I am actually a slow eater.
He's like annoying.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I can sit and eat for like 30 minutes and be like halfway done with my food.
Or like 3 hours.
I've definitely went hours.
How do you do that? That's.
I just take my time, you know?
Doesn't it get cold?
Usually not.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't really eat that much, so.
Yeah. I eat maybe once or twice a day.
Yeah. That's what happens with me.
Yeah, like once or twice a day. That's not like super abnormal.
I mean.
Yes, it is. No, like, it's not like, oh, he eats snacks. It's like, he'll eat like at noon, and then he'll go back at like his dorm at midnight, and then he'll eat again.
Well,
okay. I say multiple times, hey, you're starving yourself. Does anyone ever listen to what I have to say? No. No one does. Do I just get pushed off to the side? Always.
No.
And no matter what situation it is, I get pushed off. Shannon doesn't know what she's talking about.
She says that, but she's also the person that introduced me to yogurts, too. And I, for like a solid week, I ate nothing but those yogurts for breakfast.
That's the Chobani. Not
what type of yogurt?
The Chobani Flips. You can get them from Walmart. They're like $1. They come in different flavors. I tried the mint one. I have s'mores. I need to get rid of my s'mores ones. They're definitely not good anymore.
Mm.
What was the one that you gave me?
I like the little like Yoplait ones. Ones I prefer much more.
Logan ate one early. One of the Yoplait ones.
That's good.
Wait. When I do eat breakfast, though, I eat eggs. I'm a big eggs fan.
Nobody asked you what you ate for breakfast.
I'm inserting myself into the conversation, Shane. Eggs. Bacon.
You don't even eat breakfast.
I'll eat breakfast every once in a while.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Didn't they say, like, that's not true?
Well, you're breaking the fast, so I'm saying it's true.
Oh, my God.
You need to have something. You haven't eaten in, like, 10 hours.
But you haven't done anything in those hours. You haven't burned any calories in that time. I mean,
don't
except
you
for
actually
sleeping.
Burn
you burn
calories.
A lot.
Yeah.
Six, yeah, you burn.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about.
6 calories. I'm going to go back and look it up. This is my job on the show. I look things up.
You burn calories. Like, we're burning calories right now by sitting down and moving our mouse.
Well, I'm not burning enough then.
But you are. You're burning.
While quietly sleeping, someone who weighs 150 will burn at least 95 calories an hour. Wow. If you weigh 115, you'll burn about 42 calories in the same hour. Okay. So, yeah, you do burn calories in your sleep. You burn actually a pretty decent amount of calories in your sleep.
That isn't really a lot, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, but, like, 95 calories, you eat 2,000 a day.
No, but, like, 95 is barely, like... You can have, like, a drink that's 200 calories.
That's fair.
Exactly.
That's true.
Science. Did everyone, like,
Science?
Dye? Does everyone, like, dye their hair this weekend? Is this the trend?
I think just Ray did.
It was Ray and Sonu.
Oh,
wait,
Sonu,
what does this have
too?
To do with breakfast?
I just saw them walk past, and I thought, because I said something about dyeing my hair, then everyone went up and did it.
Yeah.
But I didn't dye my hair, so they beat me to it. So now I can't do it. But
you
I wanted to.
Wait, why can't you do it? Oh my goodness. Are you one of those people that's like, it's a trend. I can't do it anymore. It's too mainstream. Oh my goodness. I can't do this anymore.
No.
Like, then just dye your hair. Go for it.
Yeah, but then that takes like work. I gotta like go to the hairstylist.
Well, you can just do
you
it. Like,
it.
You can just.
You can dye it yourself.
Yeah.
No.
Morgan said she'd dye your hair.
No, she did not.
Didn't
she? Well, this happened. No, it did not. Stop saying things happened if you don't know that they happened.
All right.
Well.
She was
somebody.
No, Morgan would not dye my hair. My mother would not even let me have someone else. I wanted to dye my hair black, but then we had to get it done at a nail salon. Not a nail salon.
That's where you go to do hair, yeah.
A hair salon. I got so offended this one time because I was in Florida. It was winter break. And I know, a little sidetrack, but it's okay.
No, it's very sidetracked.
So, and we were getting our nails done. And it was like the first, it was like winter break, and it was like, yay, winter break, like woo. And I we're getting, and we had this like this hot, these hot rocks on our legs, and that this lady was like burning me. And I was like, hey, that like hurts. And apparently I was like giving her the stink eye. And she was like, okay. She like put it in the water, and then she kept doing it. I was like, that's still burning me. And then she was like, you want your eyebrows like done? And I was like, no, I don't want my eyebrows done. What is that supposed to mean? So they tell you that. They ask you. Don't, but they ask everyone that. At a nail salon in Florida. Do you want your eyebrows done?
I don't like
done?
Florida. I almost got hit by a bus in Florida.
I definitely have almost been hit by a bus before.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I've almost been hit by a car multiple times. Not
Florida's just a different world.
No, Florida is just too hot for me. I just go to sleep all the time. That's what happens.
There's too many bugs.
Isn't that you nowadays?
But like, it's way worse. Like Florida and Vegas are the two places I've went where I just like, I'll move for like 3 hours and I'll just pass out. It's
Vegas is pretty hot. I went there.
Yeah,
but it's nice though. But you have to watch out where you go.
I have never been.
It can kind of get shady at night.
I was never just a out. Little. I wasn't really out at night. I was like 13.
Well, you didn't go to Vegas. Then.
I was like 13, so did I really?
Well,
go to
I wasn't
Vegas?
Much older than you when I went to Vegas.
Then did you
excuses,
really go to
excuses,
Vegas?
Sir.
Allie knows how to party. This Vegas, is what we're learning right now.
Vegas isn't fun until you're 21, is what I've been told. I haven't been back to Vegas since then. I don't really plan on it. It's way too hot there.
I mean. You're missing out,
but
man.
But, like, hot or the blistering cold?
Hot. I hate the cold so much.
Well, then why are you here?
I was
but
born
you
here.
Can al- you
bye,
can always,
Malik.
Bye, Shannon.
You can always put more clothes on, but it gets a little sketchy when you start to take your clothes off. So we got to think about that if you really want to prefer hot or cold. I like a nice warm.
Warm is definitely a preferred thing.
Yeah, it's preferred.
But that's, where is that?
Wow.
Well, it's just
well,
like
it's in the center of warm and cold. I mean, hot and cold.
Yeah.
But like a state. What state is like
a state?
Washington is pretty warm.
Hmm. Washington.
Yeah, the state of Washington.
First of all, it's higher up there than we are, so that's false.
Yeah, it gets cold. We'll average.
Are we looking this up again?
Yep.
Fake news. Fake news.
Oh snap.
Anyway, it's. If you don't live around the area, which you probably do, because if you're listening to this, then you definitely go to RMU because there's no other way you would be listening. And
speaking of that, did you do your Snapchat thing?
I don't have my phone with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what Snapchat thing?
You know when I do that thing and I go around?
No.
Yeah, I'll give you mine.
Apparently, no, I've been missing out.
Well, no, you would be a part of it. But yeah, so.
Yeah, so the annual high is 60.3.
Wow.
The annual low is like 45.
So but that's nice, though.
Yeah, that's
40?
Nice.
That's a nice, like, you know, jeans, like a long t-shirt,
yeah,
a light
and, like, a
sweater.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
The issue with Washington State is that it rains probably more than it does in Pittsburgh. That's the issue.
Mm,
and
okay.
It's like gray, really gray all the time.
Gray.
But again,
50
it's just
of
like
gray?
Pittsburgh. Maybe.
Was that a poor joke?
So, yeah, I don't know. This blistering cold, I'm not a fan of. Not a fan of it. But, like, hot, I can't really deal with hot. Because either way, I really just don't want to leave my house. That's
I
the
mean,
thing.
But there's also, there's always AC. But
yes, but, you like, if you want to, like, get fresh air.
That's a you problem, man. Like, I know, but it's always, like, hot in Louisiana, though. Like, that I'll say.
I have never been there.
I've never been.
Why does your phone suck?
New Orleans is pretty, poppin' friends. Especially the French Quarter. I don't think they know what sleep is. And they drink all the time.
They
like
sound
it's
like
not
alcoholics.
It's not healthy, but you know.
Yeah, I've heard.
They're nice. They're so nice. Their homeless people are so nice. It's that real Southern hospitality.
So, how about breakfast? Wasn't that what we were here for?
What other breakfast food do you eat besides actual breakfast?
Egg.
No. I mean, cereal. But, like, besides eggs, Malik, you already went off topic with eggs.
Toast. How do we feel about toast?
I have to be in the mood for toast.
Why is toast a mood?
Because, like, it's just... Why are you like this? It's just...
Like, you know, you put, like, a little butter on it, and then you put, like, some jelly on it. That's great. Strawberry jelly, I recommend.
I just like butter on mine.
Okay, plain Jane.
A mood for toast?
A mood for toast, because it's just bread. Yeah. That's all it is.
Obvious. No. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, did you know? Yes, Malik, that's just what you eat with breakfast. You dip it in your eggs, and you eat it.
Wait, why would you dip your toast in your eggs?
You've never heard of that before?
That's why they're called dippy eggs, like sunny side up eggs.
No, I preferred scrambled.
You put some salsa with your egg, and you eat it with the bread.
No. You heathen, you don't put salsa.
I love me some salsa with egg and bread.
What is wrong with you?
It's a pretty good combination.
No!
Don't knock it till you try it.
Why? Why would you taint eggs like that?
Eggs by themselves are gross.
Well, ketchup, you know.
Ew!
What? I don't like ketchup on my eggs. That's weird. You gotta get cheese on your eggs. That's what you do.
No, I don't like cheese on my eggs.
We're basically cousins, if you think about it. We're basically cousins because... I use this analogy for everything. Because...
This is not Alabama here.
Like, no. Keep calm. So, ketchup is a tomato. Salsa, yes. Tomatoes. So we're like on the same track, but we're not.
Okay. I see.
If you could go to a foreign country for studying abroad, where would you go?
Somewhere that benefits my major.
Okay, what country would you want to go to?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I would either want to go to Japan or France.
He's a weeb. We've already had this conversation.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. Japan or France are the two.
What was that?
Well, I just like to go to places where I can kind of like understand the language.
Well, yeah, that's like European.
Yeah. I'm glad we know our places.
Well, no. Like most places speak English. If you go places, they're going to be like, oh, you speak English. But they're just not going to be happy with you.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, you're an American. Why aren't you speaking our language? You just expect everyone to speak English. But most places speak English. At least a little bit.
Yeah. It's basically like almost a universal language.
It's like a business language.
Yeah.
So, update on my life.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I'm looking at different colleges to study abroad at. Whether that be, like, a month or two, or whether that be a whole semester. But I'm looking in, like, the film industry, obviously. Mm-hmm. Unless I was changing my major to, like, hospitality or something, which I wouldn't be because I'm a sophomore and I don't like hospitality. And
Southern hospitality is great, though.
No, but, like, hotel hospitality when you have to deal with, like, the general public.
And Hotel Trivago.
But I make the choice for me, Allie, make the choice. It's the University of Edinburgh, Griffith College, and then Roehampton University.
I've never heard of
Roehampton University is in England. The benefit of studying abroad here would be just, like, your tuition plus the room and board there, which is cheaper than it is here.
Mm.
But Roehampton's in England. Mm. Edinburgh is in Scotland because there's Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm pretty sure they don't say Edinburgh. So whenever if I do go there, I probably be like, what are you saying? I'll be like, Edinburgh. Like, you know, like Pittsburgh. They're like, no.
Pittsburgh.
No, it's probably pronounced a totally different way than I'm saying it. And then Griffith College is in Dublin, Ireland, which is probably, that's the most place I'm familiar with because I've been there two times, but I was a kid when I went, so I don't remember anything. So really, any of those places are up for game.
Well, where would you prefer to go?
I don't know. I like all of their programs. Like, they all have, like, benefits in their own individual way.
Well, which one do you like the benefits more?
Roehampton, I really like what they're offering with, like...
Then why don't you do that?
Thanks, Allie. Well, I'm going to go talk to Loyola Garcia, and then I'm going to go talk to people on global engagement. And then I got to have a meeting with Corin. You can come to the meeting, but I feel like it'd be awkward because she didn't invite you.
Well, I mean... I mean, I'll... what is it, at 5?
Yes.
I can show up, yeah. Corin's nice.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for... What would you do, Malik?
What would I do?
Yes.
I hear Ireland's... So, disclaimer, I don't study film. So, it's a completely different program for me. And I haven't done as much research as you have. You've talked about Scotland for a while.
Oh, yeah, because they always said Scotland was, good film school. And it says it's one of the top 10. The one in Edinburgh is one of the top 10 in Europe, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you go there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I have options.
Yeah, Scotland.
You need to, do your pros and cons, and,
Yes, and then I have to talk to someone to know what I can do, what I have. I already have my passport, but the thing is the visa. Because I'm just an American. Yeah.
It does take long,
then
though.
Then Ireland?
Well, yeah, but this would be for student the fall visas. Semester. This is why I'm doing this so early. Yeah, this isn't for, this semester.
Obviously. I know, it's not for this semester.
Shannon really wants to get out.
Then I'd put Ireland. I don't know. I've always heard Ireland was a good time.
Fuck you!
All the people that go on the Ireland trip every year.
Oh, yeah, she did. Morgan did say she would study abroad there if she could. Yeah.
Ireland... And then England came out of no. I just found out who you were looking at England 10 minutes ago. So England is last on the list. But Cassidy studied there, and she seems like she had a good time. So, you'd know.
She said she wants to live there now.
So that she, yeah. So you have somebody who, could be like, oh, hey, this is what it's like to live in England. This is the expectations. These are places to eat and...
Obviously,
how to get around.
Did you just ask if there's places to eat?
No, she'd be able to tell you, hey, these are, good places to eat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say, if it's a whole country.
Yeah, there's all...
There's going to be places to eat. How do you... you can't just starve London. People.
Because I...
mean, you could, but...
Yeah,
I've just been... I'm a commuter, if you didn't know.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
I've lived in Moon all of my life.
Oh,
this is the reason for this.
I'm not from Moon.
No, I'm not either.
So just, explore. Grandma was like, I never had those options. Take them. It's okay, Grandma. Grandma understands. She was born in 1937. No, 36.
36, I'd make her.
So she was around during World War II.
Yeah.
But
if you know your years in history.
But she wasn't. She couldn't do anything because she was a small child.
Yeah.
but my grandfather was part of the Korean War.
The Forgotten War. That's what they also call it.
Yeah.
Why is it forgotten?
Because not a lot of people know a lot about Korea.
Yeah.
Korea is the war that everyone forgets.
That's why it's called the Forgotten War.
Yeah. I know about it. There's a North and South Korea.
There's a what?
A North and a South Korea.
That's where that came from.
I did not know. Wow. My mind is blown.
Did you know that North Korea once doesn't like us?
Wow.
Had no idea.
Oh my goodness. This
no
is
idea.
Just
I was gonna visit there for the summer.
Oh my gosh. You know what I find really interesting?
What?
That we have accents, but we don't think they're accents because we just talk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how accents work.
But when you're British, you're just how do they get that accent that they're just hello, and they're talk like that.
It probably comes from their words are different than ours are.
Yeah.
So,
or how they pronounce them.
Yeah,
why do we pronounce them like this though?
I guess that's how
you want to hear how
we're taught.
You want to hear how you want to hear.
Oh dear goodness.
So. Can't even do it. Hot tang, haggy.
What?
It's just that word. Just say the word hot. Go ahead.
Hot.
Say the word Italian.
Italian.
Say the word hoagie.
Hoagie.
Now say them all three together.
Hot tang haggy.
Wait, what happened? Wait. What just happened?
What happened was, I'm a yinzer.
That's not how... I'm so confused. That's not how it should work.
When they ask me, they're like, what did you get? I say, hot tang haggy. They're like, okay.
Did you transform into a different person?
And the people at Roma's understand me.
Wait, they do?
They do.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know. Oh my god. Everyone makes fun of me.
I mean, I see why.
I feel like there was a point last year where you just have other different accents too.
Yeah, I got really stressed out. And I would, like, go to England, English, and then, yeah. That was before Katie left. Then Katie left, and I just stopped, and I, like, just had a bunch of heartburn.
Oh. Might want to take some Tums for that.
Yeah, I'm taking Vrylis, like, the 14-day thing.
Oh. Oh, wow. It's that bad?
Yeah. It feels like someone's choking me.
Oh, my goodness. I think you might want to see somebody, like, professionally.
Well, they say... take Prilosec. And I say, okay, I'll take some Prilosec. And then, because, like, the only other option is if they, like, put a tube down my, like, throat. And then they see if, like, something's going on with my stomach.
Yeah. So are you going to do that?
No.
Why?
It's not that bad. If I feel like, usually it doesn't get that bad for most people. Usually they just give you pills. But then I saw... on Dr. Oz, that those pills that those pills lead to memory loss. So I'll take the Prilosec. It actually tastes pretty good too. So
I want to make a list of all of the like old lady things that Shannon says, and I've seen it on Dr. Oz. Is definitely one of them.
I looked up a way how to stop heartburn,
mm-hmm.
And it said he said melatonin before you go to bed, licorice, but not the candy, mm-hmm. But like the tablets.
I didn't know there were licorice tablets.
Licorice
is just disgusting in general.
Yeah, I don't really like licorice, but I'll eat it. But I also just, it's just like a thing that I'm not like, ooh, I want some licorice.
It makes my tongue sad.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Makes my tongue sad.
Like. You know, I'm just not happy to eat it.
You know what, like, you know what I could go for right now?
I just feel very, like, my tongue's like, why would you do this to me? Like, why? You know?
You know what I could go for right now? Some cotton candy.
Cotton candy's pretty good.
I love it. I haven't had it in forever.
It's a little, oh, yeah, thanks.
ASMR. So, yeah, I ate, like, 3 things of cotton candy at a pirate game one time.
I feel like that's not healthy.
Well, it doesn't matter when you're a kid.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you could do anything.
And you're a Pirates game.
Yes.
I don't like baseball.
I don't like baseball games, but I'll go for the food. I really like the food at baseball games.
But it's expensive.
That's why you go on like $1 hot dog day, or you buy from the like people that are like walking down, the peanut guys.
You disgust me.
Oh my god. That's why I always eat before like I go to anything, so I don't have to pay like those ridiculous prices.
So if you're gonna go to a baseball game, you have to be fully invested. If you're not fully invested, then it's just boring. Eating the food there, go to Romo's. It's the same food.
It's not the same.
I don't think that's the same food. I don't think, you know.
When's the last time you've been to a baseball game, Shane?
I love baseball games.
Why?
You.
They're just.
Okay, I understand the food, but you don't go for the food. The food isn't the main selling point. You gotta get the crab fries with the crab sauce. Then you gotta get the nachos with the cheese. You gotta get the cotton candy. No hot dogs. I don't know what the hot dog. Those things are disgusting. And then you gotta get Rita's ice. And then you gotta get a Coke for that nacho, for those nachos. And then.
This is
that's
this
why
is
the
like,
bathrooms are
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, this is like $50 right now.
Yeah.
This is.
No one. Yeah, that's understandable. But still. And then you're just like shout. You're like, let's go. And like, you're excited. You want your team to win. And you're doing all the cheers. And then they have those fun games in between the things. Take me to a Pirates game any day of the week.
No.
Not you. I don't want to go with you because you just want to go for the food. Then you'll just be talking the whole time and you're supposed to be watching baseball when baseball's going on and eating. That's why you get food.
Yeah. Okay. That's the sound of me crossing out my notes. No Pirates games.
Yes.
No, I'll go to a Pirates game. I go like once or twice a year.
I didn't ask you.
I'm inserting my... You.
Shin's just like, I didn't ask you for your opinion.
Yeah, this is how things go.
But yeah, I would not... I couldn't live in, like, Africa. I couldn't do it.
Wait. Oh, wait. Baseball.
Why not Africa?
And then to Africa.
It's too hot. I could live in Las Vegas. I feel like you're just, like, whiny.
My friend, his name's Anthony, and he's from Nigeria, and he was like, it's always 80 degrees year-round, and I'm like, wow.
See, but you, like, can't walk, like, can't walk anywhere. Unless you, like, want to sweat. I don't want to sweat. I hate that feeling. And then what if you smell? And then you're just like this the whole time? And you're like, oh.
Why would you? Are you just, like, all... That's just like I don't think you would do that in public. Like I think you would like try to go to the bathroom or whatever, and you know you.
No, what if you're out? What if? What if you're just like out in the desert?
Why would I be out in the desert?
You're in Africa.
Shannon, what do you think they do in Africa?
First of all, I know what they do.
Have you been to Africa?
Yeah, multiple times.
Oh, where'd you go?
Nigeria. I visited my best friend, Zai, in Malawi. Festies for the resties. He won't even go back to Malawi. So that tells you something right there. But yeah, no, I've never been to Africa.
Wait, I've never been to Africa, but I know what they do down there.
Yeah. South Africa looks pretty cool.
Yeah, South Africa. I mean, I feel like once every couple of years they're in the news for, like, genocide or corruption or something, but yeah.
Probably. That's such a bad assumption.
Yeah, why? Now you're... I was called out for assuming things, and now you're assuming genocide for the South African people,
We're just going straight to Google. That's what we're going to do, I saw it. A couple days ago.
What happened to breakfast? I feel like I came here being told that we were going to talk about breakfast, and now we're on Africa and genocide.
I love breakfast. It's a great, the taste of every breakfast food, amazing. Oh. Except for oatmeal. But like.
Oatmeal's too chunky.
Sausage, amazing.
I don't know. I gotta be in a mood for sausage.
Sausage is really good. I like sausage. No response from Shannon. Shannon's laughing right now.
Silence.
Dead air.
But yeah. And then I like French toast. Amazing. Syrup. Amazing.
Like, syrup's pretty good.
Love it.
Okay.
I could chug it.
No, that's not healthy and two, is it? Okay.
I would chug it. Don't look at me that
this
way.
This is a great debate.
Mr. Genocide, South Africa.
Oh, my God. Okay. Syrup or syrup? We don't need to talk about genocide. Let's keep this, like, nice syrup. And wholesome.
Right. Syrup like, or... Wait.
Syrup or syrup? Because my mom says syrup, and, like, every time I say syrup, she's like, what is wrong with you?
Syrup.
Yeah. I don't know syrup. How I said it now. Syrup? Syrup.
Syrup.
I guess
I'm saying syrup.
A caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Data or data?
Data.
See, this is the same thing with, like...
I'll sometimes say them, like, both. But it's always pop. It's not soda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you live here. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like there would also be, like, a cultural difference if I, like, went over to, like, Europe, which there will be. But, yeah. Like, I'll be like, hey, like, I'll say something, Give me an example. And it'll be like totally normal to you, but it'll be like super weird to someone over there.
I don't know. The humor is different. So like you make a joke and like you'll think it's really funny, but they're not gonna think it's really funny.
Like we joke about dying all the time in America.
Okay. Well, I don't know what your type of humor is.
No, you never heard, you're never like, oh my goodness, I have to go to my inner control cat class, kill myself, and then
oh my goodness.
You never hear that?
Is it that bad?
No, it's not that bad, but everyone just says that.
Okay. Well, y'all need some help. Because I'm not like that with any of my classes.
Say a joke, Allie.
No.
Say a joke.
Say a joke, Shannon.
I just said my joke.
That was a joke? Jokes are supposed to make people laugh.
Yeah, but you're never like with your girlfriends and you're just like, oh, I'm with my girlfriends all the time. What?
I'm with my girlfriends all the time.
I'm not talking to you anymore. So, so you're like, oh my goodness, I can't even. I have to do this project and I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, that I've heard before.
Yes, exactly.
But it's not that bad. Grow up.
Yeah, grow up!
Yeah. Push through it. You'll get through it.
This too shall pass. But I don't know. I'll write it in a journal. And then when I come back in like the spring or the semester after the spring, then I'll be like, this is my journal of what happened in England and in wherever I go.
Yeah.
If I stay two semesters, then I won't even see Malik anymore.
Nope. She'll be really happy, honestly. She won't miss me at all.
Aww.
That's sad.
Malik's joking, Allie. Yeah.
She'd miss me.
But is he really, though?
It yes. matters the day. Matters the day, the time, and the situation.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Malik.
That's such a loving, caring relationship.
I know. I'm really great.
It's pretty all right.
Downgrades.
Exactly.
All right.
Bye, Malik.
Bye, Shannon.
Wow.
Now you can have Malik.
No.
Oh, wait. Whoa. I didn't know that was the bye.
What time is it?
It is 1:40. We have okay. 5 minutes.
Okay. Yes. There you go, Allie. I found you a man.
Oh, wow.
No, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
You can take him back. Give him to somebody else.
Gift exchange.
Regifting. Sharing is caring.
All right.
Just, you know.
He won't.
Pass it around.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. I can't. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
I like how all of this did not relate to cereal.
I love cereal.
Yeah, you said it, like, a few times. But we, like, what? Discussion got out
well,
of
what
that.
Did you want out of this discussion, Malik?
That was really aggressive.
I got what I wanted out of this discussion. We talked about breakfast cereal for like 15 minutes. And we filled the other 45 minutes with the other 30 minutes with other stuff.
Shannon's going places.
Shannon's going. Shannon's not going to miss me. I am in the market.
Malik is in the market. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
If you date him, you have to shave his unibrow because he won't do it.
No, thank you. No, that was a little too much information.
He won't do it. It'll be like a full blown unibrow by like the fall. If you don't do anything, Allie, you got to do something.
I'm not doing anything.
Ah, you're gonna be that kid.
I sound like an amazing boyfriend right now.
Such a great candidate.
Yeah.
Swipe on Tinder.
Oh.
I helped him make his Tinder profile.
Oh. I don't have a Tinder. I don't think I'd get a Tinder.
I want you to. I want to help you. I want to help you out.
You know, like I just kind of want to meet the future man. Just like
I want to meet the love of my life with my own eyes.
Yeah, and without like somebody being like, here, him. Yes or no. Swipe.
What if it's that guy?
What guy?
That guy right there.
No.
What if it's Brandon?
No, isn't Brandon's in a relationship.
Yes, but that never stopped anybody.
Oh my gosh. You a homewrecker.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, and Josh, it would be cute.
Oh, I was about to say who?
Nick Hederick. He has wanted a girlfriend for a long time. Got a girlfriend. They broke up like right away.
Aw, that's so sad. There's always other people out there. Don't give up. Or you're gonna die alone.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah, you could get welcome. A dog.
That's Malink's plan. He's gonna move to Washington and he's gonna buy a dog and live there with the dog.
Oh my god, I love dogs.
See, I couldn't have another dog.
I'm a dog person, not a cat person.
Not really a cat person.
They make
either.
Great videos and you're like, oh, that's a cute cat, but then dogs are just better.
They like you. Dogs, you actually believe that dogs like you. Cats are just like, they're like roommates.
No, cats can like you too. You have never had a cat, so I don't want to hear your perspective on cats.
My cousin had a cat, Waffalina. Also had a bunch of other cat. Waffalina then had other cat kittens.
Why is it Waffalina?
I don't know. We were kids.
My dog's name is Checkers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
See, it's a cute name. He makes fun of me.
Do I make fun of you?
Yes. He bullies.
What do I make fun of you for?
Naming Checkers.
I
feel he's like rude. Don't let this like this facade.
I thought she was gonna call me pretty for a minute. I almost got happy. I was like a compliment from Shannon today.
No, it's a facade. Link's actually very mean. And that's all the time we have for Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin. With our special guest,
Allie.
And Malik.
Woo!
Woo.
First, what are you doing?